Hello everyone, I welcome you all to today's episode of Storynama. Talking in the series today, I am going to tell you the story of the seventh avatar of Lord Vishnu, the avatar of Lord Sri Rama. So, without wasting much of a time, let us first pray to Lord Sri Rama. So, dear children, please close your eyes and fold your hands. We will offer a small prayer to Lord Sri Rama. Om Dashrathai Vidmahe Sita Vallabhai Dhimahi Tanno Rama Prachodayat. Children, repeat the prayer after me. Om Dashrathai Vidmahe Sita Vallabhai Dhimahi Tanno Rama Prachodayat. The meaning of this powerful prayer is, O son of Dashrath and the husband of Mother Sita, O Lord Rama, give the clarity of thought and the power of right judgment. My dearies, now slowly open your eyes and take a deep breath. How do you feel? Fresh, right? So, all set to listen to today's story? The title of today's story is The Seventh Avatar of Lord Vishnu, named as Lord Sri Rama. So, it goes as Lord Sri Rama and the killing of demon Ravana. So, children, today's episode is a little different from the other episodes. Today, I am going to tell you the entire story of Lord Sri Rama in the form of a poem. Do you know what the story of Lord Sri Ram is called? It is called Ramayana. So, let me start with this poem. There was a kingdom. It was very well known by its fame. Wise was the king. Dashrath was his name. Kaushalya, Kekayi, and Sumitra were his queens. They had no children in their palace, nor they had twins. The king remained sad because he had no child. He went with his queens to meet Guru Vashisht at his ashram in the wild. Guru Vashisht told them about a yajna to get a child as a blessing. So happy and elated were the three queens and Dashrath the king. After performing the yajna, they got blessed with four sons soon. They were all as bright and beautiful as the sun and the moon. Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughn, they were called by everyone. They loved each other, played and ate together. Jealousy, there was none. Education and knowledge they got at Sage Vashisht's ashram in the wild. they grew up to be noble and wise princes from being an innocent child. Soon they were back to the palace. Lakshman served Lord Rama and Shatrughn, Prince Bharat's shadow. Very soon, sage Vishwamitra took away Lord Rama and Lakshmana to wild meadow. Both got the knowledge of divine weapons and killed a cruel demon, Taraka. Rama and Lakshmana were taken to Mithila by sage Vishwamitra. It was the kingdom of King Janaka. Sita was his daughter, a princess, beautiful, graceful, and form of goddess Lakshmi herself. Swayambar was organized where Sita would choose groom for self. Lord Rama picked up the bow, which was the condition for marriage. Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughn also were married to Sita's cousins and all returned in royal carriage. All were happy in Ayodhya as King Dashrath was to make Rama the king. But Queen Kekayi and her maid Manthara were getting jealous and the news was hurting them like a bee sting. Kekayi then reminded King Dashrath about his two promises. She asked for things that appeared as a venomous serpent's hisses. Lord Rama, Sita and Lakshmana had to go to the forest for exile. It was to be for 14 long years, but not for a short while. Bharat was to be made the new king of the kingdom soon. These were the two things that Kekayi asked as a boon. All three soon went into the forest and King Dashrath could not survive. Bharat was full of hatred for Mother Kekayi and ran to kill Manthara with a knife. Everyone went to Panchvati, where Rama, Sita and Lakshman were staying. They requested Lord Rama to come back and to be the king. Lord Rama had to send back Bharat because Lord Vishnu had been born as Rama with a different aim. Soon, Shrupnakha, the sister of demon king Ravana, came and tried to marry the Lord. When she attacked Sita, Lakshman cut off Shrupnakha's ears and nose with a sword. Ravana was angry and he dressed up as a sage. He came to Panchvati and finding Sita alone, kidnapped her in his rage. Jatayu, the king of birds, was killed in trying to save her. Ram and Lakshman then roamed around searching for Sita everywhere. They met Hanuman and the monkey king Sugriv, killed Bali and helped them. So children, are you listening? I hope you are enjoying this poem, The Story of Lord Rama. So should I continue with the poem? Yes, I know you are eager to listen what happened after that. So, let me continue. Sugriv sent his army with Hanuman, and Hanuman crossed the entire sea, which nobody could even fathom. He met Sita ji in Lanka and gave him Lord Rama's ring. Sita cried and sent her memory to Lord Ram, her heart pining. Hanuman burnt Lanka, killed many demons and flew back to the Lord. Lord Rama and Sugriv with Lakshman and entire army marched ahead with bow, arrow and sword. They built a big stone bridge and reached Lanka the Great, where a fierce battle was fought with Ravana's heart full of hate. After many days, Meghnad, the son of Ravana, Kumbhakarn, the brother of Ravana, and Ravana himself got slain. For killing the demons only, all this was the role Lord Vishnu had played. Lord Rama, Sita, and Lakshman then returned to Ayodhya, and Rama became the king. People lighted lamps, wore new clothes, they would dance and sing. From that day onwards, we celebrate Diwali festival. May we all be brave and courageous like Lord Rama, and let's all fight against any bad ritual. So, children, this was the story of Lord Shri Rama. Next time, I'll come with another interesting story. So, be connected and keep on listening to Storynama. Bye! Phir milenge!